So basically, you are coming to this life not sure if you are going to achieve everything you wanted or not. But most likely, you are going to achieve what you wanted because your guides are very experienced and they know you a lot about you, so that they understand or they can predict very well, but not 100%, what you are going to do and how you are going to improve in this life and how you are going to react. But things happen and you might decide in the middle of your life to commit suicide, for example. And in this way, you might achieve almost nothing. And or you might be very brave, braver than expected before you came in this to this life, and you might achieve a bit more than you actually wanted. So it is really up to you how much improvement you are going to achieve for your soul. Whatever you achieve for your soul, whatever energy growth you you make in this life, is going to stay with you forever. It is eternal, and that's why it is worth all the suffering that you endure in this life. You can watch TV and see people who are being tortured, who are being killed in a very horrible way, and who are really suffering hunger and poverty and all that. They all have chosen to suffer just because they want to grow, and it is not too much. I mean, it is still worth to suffer all that in order to get that eternal gift, which is the balance of the energy of the soul, the growth of the soul. Because you only need to do it once. You only need to suffer in this life once, and that's it. And after that, you go to a higher level, and you improve, and you and your soul become higher and higher, and that's your wish. And that's it, actually.